So in the middle of, we're on the bottom of page 412, middle of Shinun Hey, Sif Aleph, the halacha of Gezuz Terah. We're speaking about that on the boat, you can't draw water only if you make a board that's 4x4, and you make a hole and you draw through there. You don't have to make mechitzas on like that by a house. You see, like, you view the sides as if it's bent, and you say good achas, like you it's a leniency they made by a boat. So that's what the Mechaber continues on, the second to the bottom line. When we say this, when it's within 10 tfachim, but if the boat's, it's a yacht or whatever, if the walls of the boat are elevated 10 tfachim from the water, from the surface, then actually you could just put out a minute protrusion. But I said, that can make a hole in it. You can fill up the water over there. Why? Sharei, as we've continued to have resigned him of, here in this case, you're drawing the water through the airspace of an exempt area because over 10 tfachim, which is not the domain anymore. But Saki Behekas isn't if it's enough just with the recognition of just a patrician. You don't need dalat. And here, when you want to pour out the water, you can just pour it onto the walls of the boat, and they go out to the sea. So you're out on your yacht over there on Shabbos, since you didn't throw it explicitly to the ocean, but it's coming from your force. Since the yam is a caramelist, they weren't geyser koicha by caramelist. Like God says, "Drama v'ani kamon slave simchun and zayin." Shtei svin is zuritz. So when you have two boats near each other, also taltem zulus. We know a carrier from one to the other. Elam ken kashur zub is unless they're tied to each other. Oy elam ken him gevayim and amay masar. Only if they're higher than the water tent. But they have to make an erev together. Im heim shal shnei adam, or if they belong to two different people, says the Mordechai in Perek Hazayik. Says Mishaburim. Siv Katan Yud. So he said, when did we say this halacha? Is when Keshub Techasar Tzvachim. So then we're going to say, Shagoy B'Tefin Atzvin HaBoim Alamayim, the height of the wall of the boat that protrudes out from on top of the water, Hippochas Masar Tzvachim was less than 10 Tzvachim. Avalimik Asvin Repnim, but the depth of the boat, you know, underneath, inside, Hayigoy Basar Tzvachim, that actually was 10 Tzvachim. That makes it a private domain. Valkin, therefore, Tzvach Lasim and Bechutz, that's why the prior halacha from the previous Dav, you have to make on the outside daf shal bar al ba 4x4, like you wrote, because dim ainu mekazar tvachim gam bepnim shal smil. Let's say the boat itself is not even, it's a kayak or whatever, it's not even the depth of 10 tvachim. Then haloi have a caramelist, and actually it's a caramelist. Mutl taltam dechel yam yom latech, and actually you wouldn't be able to carry from it to the ocean and the end to the and the water inside the boat. Belishim tekun out any remedy at all. But this is what we're saying, that it's within 10 tvachim, meaning the outside part of the wall that's above the surface, that's within 10 tvachim, and then we're saying that that's when you need dal dal.
That's the Mishnah continues. He says, but if the walls of the boat are gevaimas, are more than 10 tvachim above the water, then it's more lenient. Rech lemur min steyes, when nimtzu comes like a shumamali when he's drawing the water. A karchach, by default, tzorch, like big tzasamayim, he's going to have to lift up at least part of the water, lamal medefna svina, above the walls of the boat, sheyesimasar, which is more than 10 tvachim, tabamakam tur, which is an exempt area, because karmelis doesn't take more than 10 tvachim of its height. If that's the case, yeah, he's carrying from a camel to a shosech, but derech makom tur through an exempt area. But can therefore kill a chacham? The sage will lean. Should die. It's enough. Sheitz his kosher chutzas wind that he could just stick out a small protrusion out of the boat. But should make him alma just as a sign, as a recognition. You don't need this dal on dal. Siv kod your base and voice by nekav. You make a hole in it and you fill up the water through there. Achrein meskinu. The later authorities, they agree, the ziz, in tzarech lasan nekev, enough to make a hole. Kimin she'ena el lehakam alma, just for a sign. The yachal, lematlis, and you could draw the water, fill the shleb in makam aziz, even not what the ziz is. But the Shari Tzinai's test says, and somewhat of a proof to this, from the question of the Gemara, Shabbat of Kofim Beis, l'rabba Ravun, Rav Chizda, Shevchen, the day, hechashad, look over there, it sounds like the Kofim Ravun makes sense, because the Shevchen are not even where the ziz is. Sivkat Nyot Gimel, and its waters, in the boat, yachalishbech b'chulu, you could pour onto the walls of the boat. It's somewhat meant to say as the in mechuyev lishbech sheivchav. You don't have to pour out the wastewater. The that is meirachitzes kaitzes karosik kagabna. When you washed out the cups and the bowls, all that stuff on the boat, which Sharatina is you'd bring. Same thing is to urinate and to take care of his needs on the wall of the boat. Say the achrayim that says meshuvah b'teich adav shel arba al arba. Within the board of 4x4, shasu lamalas hamayim derechbe that you use to draw the water through that. Here you don't have to do that. Ella, rather yochalish bechaldaf nevechul. You could just pour it onto the walls of the boat, etc., because it's above 10 tfachim. Ubeze ein chilek. And I hear there's no difference between them defin asvina whether the walls of the boat gevayasar tfachim alamayim or whether the walls are above 10 tfachim or not. And so that's what he's saying. No, he's saying that we had made this difference that regarding drawing the water. To say that you don't have to pour the wastewater within that board, even when you have to have it for drawing the water. He says, here it doesn't make a difference whether the walls of the boat are 10 tefachim above the water or not. And even if he didn't even have this board of 4x4, the Gamlos says, Klan didn't make this at all. Regarding pouring out the water, you let it pour it onto the wall of the boat itself. That means to say you didn't do it, it's your force that did it. That's what he says, that Sifkat Yudal. So you let it pour al dafne onto the walls of the boat. Because if you pour it a little bit far from the wall, then you're going to be throwing it from the boat, which is literally into the caramelist. So it has to go onto the walls. But this specifically, if the walls are not 10 tefachim above the water, because if it is 10 tefachim above, the inroads doesn't want to pour it on the wall of the boat. It's putrid. And the odor is going to come into the boat. Because he wants to throw it far away from the wall, sure, he's permitted if it's more than 10 tefachim above. But then you have to at least make the ziz as a recognition. But if not, you pour it onto the walls of the boat and they go down layam into the ocean. For the same thing is diuchlanich at some isaklipin al reisha daifim abiy. So too, you could, let's say, put the bones and the shells that you're, you know, the garbage onto the top of the wall on its thickness. Vim neflayam and then it just falls into the sea. And like we said, because they since you're not throwing it right into the ocean, rather coming from his kaychei, they weren't gezer kaychei by karmelis. Said cut that Zion. The Rama said, "Vayel kamon sim shinun Zion." At the end of sim shinun Zion, the Sham Kosev there he writes, "The libachol karmelis, not in every karmelis is koychem mutter, is its force permitted." I am Sham look up there, but here by this karmelis of the yam, they were lenient. The Rama said further, two boats near each other, you not carry from one to the other. Said cut that Zion ilm kein kashuris, unless they're tied one and the other, because the kshen kashuris, because when they're not tied. Even when they're near each other, they tend to distance from each other. And then it comes like Carmelis Mavsek is by name, that a Carmelis is separating between them. Because the Manafel might fall, and then you're going to come to carry from a Carmelis to a Shosh Yachad. When Thomas said, for this reason, I felt Shtei Asvinis, Ahim Shal Adam Echad, that even if the two boats belong to one person, Kamken Asa Sofabin. But those who permit if it belongs to one person, we're not concerned that it might come to fall, etc. And only when they're from two people is it forbidden. When they're not tied to each other, since they tend to float and to distance from each other, then the air is not going to work that they make between them. When they're tied, chashav is considered a full day chut, even through a thread. As long as it's a strong thread, that they could withstand, that they don't separate one from the other, that they should be tied one with the other. You can't have more than four handbreadths between them. Says the reason is so that you don't have a caramelist that's mafsik between them, which has to be at least four tefachim. Sivkot in your test, or only if that they are gevoyim in amay masar, they're above 10 tefachim from the water. Even if they're not tied, because then you're carrying from one boat to another boat, from shosyach to another one, derech avir makam tur, through the airspace of a makam tur. Even though passing from one shosyach to another shosyach is forbidden on the same side of the street, a filam al masar even above 10 tefachim, kamech kozol writes b'sevisim mishem emzayin. We're talking about, so to speak, two opposite sides of the street. Which the Shara Tzinoi Shizayin says this from the Eliyahu and the Mismay, and Magid Ram answers, because over here by a boat, below it's only a caramelist, and therefore they weren't geyser at all above. The Eliyahu is masik on them, because regarding passing, there's no enough communion between below 10 tefachim or above 10 tefachim. Even my caramelist has been even above 10 tefachim. But says the Mishnah further, he says, because I feel the matmaster, because even below 10 tefachim, Rakis and Drabon, it's only a rabbinic prohibition. And above is totally permitted to pass it, or it's actually not passing. It's talking about where you, where it's talking about throwing. Sivkat and Chaf, with Shichem La'ariv, and they have to make Eiv together if the boats belong to two different people. Koi Gam al Haheter, this is also going under permissibility of the Givay Masar when they're 10 tefachim high. That is, Afkashem Geshurus, even when they're not tied. Specifically, disagrees on this. But that, to his opinion, Geshem Geshurus, when they're not tied, Mekivich Amin Lesparid, since they're going to end up separating, even if they are 10 tefachim high, if they belong to two different people, they're forbidden to care for one to other, and the Erev is not going to be effective regarding them. Bir halacha, different maschil, ziz kosher. When it's 10 tefachim above ground, if you want to draw water, all you need is a ziz kosher, and all the more so, if he has a board of 4x4 that he makes to draw through there, so there's no greater hacker than that, regarding that that he should be able to draw from the ocean, even not through it. Meaning, it's according to what we came out, that the ziz, you don't have to make a hole in it, you could draw wherever you want to. The v'maschel, because you're doing it through Abba Makam Tur, so if it's enough for the hacker ziz, because it's more than 10 tefachim above, even according to one that says forbidden the simishim above at the end of Sif Alf, over here, since this is his koshu, so that's a hecker, it's a sign, so therefore it can be permitted to the market run. Beagra disagrees. He holds that this is going only according to those who say it's permitted over there. And that's how going to be Kivega, ask on the market run, look over there and look at the same base mayor. The maskal basagi behek is ziz, so therefore it's enough for just a sign of a ziz, even though regarding, we said previously we were regarding the zustra, the porch. It's also above 10 tefachim. We need specifically mechitzes that are 10 tefachim high. We're not lenient to say that's coming through the airspace of Makam Tur that he's drawing it. Hereby both, they were lenient, and then we say exer because of a gezustra that's not 10 tefachim high. Says the Prima God, and then the Achamash, like over there. The Maslam King Keshur Zubizu said two boats, you're not allowed to carry from one to the other unless they're tied one with the other. So it brought in the Gemara that if they separate, they're forbidden. Tais explains over there that this that they separate is also on Shabbos. We don't say, oh, hal v'hutra hutra, since they were permitted when Shabbos started, they remain permitted. Look up the other reason. That's a written Chodesh Ritva, that's a Makam Mishnah brings them in the Rashba, but the Rashba, come in the Erevin, brings the Dafka if they were separated during the weekday. Look at Makam Ramadi writes regarding this, and anyways, it would seem not to be lenient, since there are many who are Machmer. If they subsequently got retied, whether by mistake or deliberately, they go back to the original Heter. Look at Pirish Rashi, but they did according to the Maskan Gemara. If they got tied together, b'mezid, inala carry, we have according to the Pinot Tais and the Rash, according to the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk and the Simchon Beis, Shin Samach Beis of Gimel, even b'mezid, it would be permitted to carry. The Maskal Tzrichon or B'yachad, or only if they're 10 tefachim above the water, and then we said they have to make Erev together if are two different people. And Makam Ram writes, according to one who says permitted to transfer through Makam Tur by rabbinic domains, so here it's permitted above 10 tefachim, even if they did not make an Erev. Maisa, one should not rely on this. First of all, many of the Chayim hold that's not permitted even according to this opinion, only when it rests in the middle, like right later on Siv Gimel and the Ramah and Mishnah Berurah. And here, it's somewhere where it didn't rest, we're passing from one boat to another boat. Also, in Siv Benar Shalom and Siv Mishnah and Gimel is mefakfik on this Ikar Svarah totally, and he holds that it doesn't depend one on the other, because with the Isra is because of a lacking of Erev, there's no nafkamin at all, just that it stops in the middle of the Makam Tur. It's not better this than if you would have two Rishuyas that are near each other totally, which Dishu 24 brings in the Chaz Nish that wonders on his words, because the Ikar Halacha, the Gemara, and Erev, that pays in the base, that sees Nala transfer through rabbinic domains, that said regarding the Halacha of a wall that's between two courtyards, that you do not make an Erev between them. Some of the deer shoes. Dishu number 9. Now, if the boat is not 10 tefachim high, and also in the interior of the boat, Makam Ram writes that you're allowed to draw water from the ocean within Dalai Lamas, since the boat is a caramelist, comes from a caramelist to a caramelist. Even though the boat is a kli, is a vessel, Magid Ram and Shemim Hei holds, there's no caramelis in Kalim. Mach Tzrikla explains, this halacha that there's no caramelis by Kalim, said only by a kli that's in Rishas Rab. Because since the bottle of Rishas Rab that's around it, but a kli that's in the caramelis, it's made into a caramelis. Some of the dirshus from yesterday's daf in the Bi'alacha, the reason why that a gezustra is considered the Rosh Hashanah, even though there's no mechitzas, because we say Gur Achas Mechitzasa, we see it coming down. That's because we view the face of the board as if they extend up until 10 Tvachim. It's as if you have over the Mechitzasar. Even though Stam a board, the width is 4x4 Tvachim, that's placed in Shus Ram, it's not considered Shus Yachad. That's because you have beneath it where the goats are walking. So the difference is not considered as a mechitza. But by water that there's no bekiz gedoyim, it's a mechitza. As the written text, even that paper on the base. Shon halacha is right, said the pinchas and nish, the halacha is like the vistarets of Taisa, that the gezuzta is considered a gushas yachin. Even if there's no window open to it, because since there's no bekiz gedoyim, beneath it you say good achas mechitzasa. You're allowed to carry from the house inside of it, even Rabban. According to his words, assume that it should be also to carry from the seat to on top of the gezuzta, because it's total gushas yachin, not like the way Behalacha writes. Over this wrote previously in the Mishnah Berurah good enough that according to Chaznish, this is a concern of Mechitzas Tluya, even the place where there's no Gideon Boykin. Addition number 12. Mishnah Berurah and Shin and Gimel is something like this opinion that it's considered as a Makom Tur when there's no window open to it. And this is the right of in the Sharatzin, according to Ram, the existence is considered as Shasiyachat, even if there's no window open to it in Sharatzin, and Shin and Gimel Be'alach, but they write that the opinion of the Ram is that Makom that on top of the existence is considered Makom Tur. You can differentiate because over here the existence is on top of the Yam, and therefore even if there's no Mechitza beneath it, the Dagam is not Mavala from the Shem Shasiyachat, because the Dagam is not considered as Bekiah, like the way Be'alach explains, which is not the case over there, the Ram Abaykam beneath it, so it loses from it in the Shasiyachat. Number 13. The halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch that you have to make a mechitza for the gezuzta. The halacha asked later on Dimas Masagim, why do you have to make a mechitza to permit to draw from the yam to the bayis? Why is it different than what brought in Shulchan Aruch later on? That if the walls of the boat are 10 tefachim high, it's enough for the hacker of a ziz kol shul, since it's coming through the airspace of a makam tur. If that's the case, also by gezuzta, the 10 tefachim high should be enough. A hacker ziz, and the answer that by gezuzta a gezer because of a gezuzta that's not a high 10 tefachim. According to the words of halacha, that you see that whatever the gezer is only regarding transporting water from the kamlis or through there to the bais, but to take out from the bais to the gezustra is not aser, even though it's forbidden to carry out from the house to the gezustra, which is not 10 tefachim high. Dish number 14, explaining the words of Be'alacha and the Masach HaLishpech Mena, Tosin Erevin of Peches holds that this to be permitted to pour water from the gezustra outside is because he's not intending to take out the water outside to an area beyond to the place that's between the mechitzas, and therefore it's permitted to pour, even if the place that he's pouring over there is near Rosh Hashanah, like the Rishon Berurah writes. But if he's intending the water should go out to Rosh Hashanah, it's forbidden, even if they go out through Koiche. And so if there's a kamlas that's near his Rosh Hashanah, it's forbidden, even if they go out through Koiche. You have to be concerned that maybe it might happen at times that he's going to pour onto the walls of the house that near Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they said it's forbidden when it's near a kamlas, even if they're not going on Koiche Bekamlas. Pin the Rashba is that this they permitted to pour from the gezuzta is because they weren't going on Koiche Bekamlas, but near Rosh Hashanah, it's forbidden even by gezuzta because Koiche Rosh Hashanah is also. According to Yeshita, they were not good by a house that's near Kamalas, because the house is near Rosh Hashanah. Halacha, I always said this on the previous stuff, these deer shoes, is Machlekes Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, Shulchan Aruch holds later on, like the Rashba, Ramah holds like Tosis. Dish number 15. Dish brings a picture of this. We said that you don't have to make a hole, because you could draw the water even not with a zizis. Now, the source of this halacha, the Sharatzin's Mitzayin, is from the word of Shulchan Aruch Rav. That's brought over there that you don't have to draw dafka near the ziz, rather, since you're making a heker of a ziz somewhere in one place, you're allowed to draw wherever it is on the boat. Now, as in over there in brackets, the according to Shittas of those who are permitted to carry from a Shasirah to a Kamalas, only if you put it in the middle in the Makam Tur, but if you don't put it, rather you carry through the Av Makam Tur, it's Asir. If that's the case, you now let bring in the water to the boat through a hecker ziz, even if the walls of the boat are 10 tefachim high. Rather, you have to put it the bucket first on the ziz, which is makom tur, and from there bring it into the boat. Now, regarding the opinion of the Rambam, which carved this halacha from his words, is brought in b'sheisim. It's machlik zachrein. The Tosfos Shabbos learns the kavanah of the words of the Makom Mishnah. According to Rambam, you have to put the bucket on the ziz, and that's the base Meir holds in his maskana that afterwards he found this in the chuba to the Rambam. In the words and in the Pinder Rambam, that if you make a ziz, you let it bring the water into the boat, even without putting it first on the ziz, because the ziz helps as a heck, and that's the Darach HaShochan writes in the Chazanish. And that's what sounds like from the steam is the words of Mishnah Berurah that he writes that you could draw even Shlom Makam and ziz. Sounds like an old situation, you don't have to put it on top of the ziz. Even though later on, Sivgal Lamad, La Sivgal Lamad, he holds the halacha like the sheet of those who say it's forbidden to carry by Shus Rabban through a Makam Tur, if you didn't put it in the Makam Tur, that's because when you have a heck as ziz, it's permitted to take from the Kamlet to a Shus Yerach through the Makam Tur, even without putting it in the Makam Tur. Dish number 16 So you could put, you know, the bones and the shells on the top of the thickness of the walls of the boat, and they fall into the sea. The Chazon Ish writes, it's permitted specifically if you pour water or you put the bones and the shells on the thickness of the wall, which is Rosh Hashanah. But on the face of the wall, that's forbidden because the wall has a halacha like a karmelis, like we learned in the Shabbos Amzayin Medav, that you throw a sticky fig on the walls that are in Rosh Hashanah and sticks over there, Yechayv, because since the halacha of the wall is like Rosh Hashanah. Dish number 17 says some permit if they belong to one person, because Nakatin maybe is going to fall. So what you see from his words, we can learn that the two opinions that disagree, if we're concerned that maybe the object is going to fall into the water that's a karmelis, and you're going to come to carry from there, and therefore you should sit forbidden to carry from boat to boat, even if both boats belong to one person, we're not concerned with that, and therefore it's not forbidden, even when you're transporting it below from Ten Tefachim, only when the boats belong to two different people, because since they're made to distance one from the other, so you can't make an Erev Chatzes from one to the other, Chazon Ish wonders on him, because according to the Shita holds that you have to be concerned maybe it's going to fall, why did Ramah permit when the boats are a height of Ten Tefachim from the water, even in such a situation, you have to be concerned for this. And therefore he explains that according to the Bullshit, you're not concerned that the object is going to fall. And the reason why the opinion holds is forbidden is because it comes out that you can from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through a camel. Dish number 18, where you see from the words of Mishnah Berurah that according to this opinion, if the boats belong to two different people and the walls of the boats are 10 tefachim high above from the water, that they can make an air between them even when they're not tied one with the other. Chazon Ish wonders on this, and he writes that if they're not tied, Eir is not going to be helpful, and he says seemingly that no one ever disagreed on such a thing. Be'er Halacha, Div Maskal, edition number 19, on the words of the Be'er Halacha that he said, but the Rush, first Be'er Halacha, Eir brings that Dafka, if they were separated, these boats, during the weekday, so it sounds like from his words, that they disagree if when it gets separated on Shabbos, even when the walls of the boats are not 10 tefachim high. He's Matzayin, this machlik is in the words of Ramah, who's talking about when it's below 10 tefachim. Chazon Ish wonders that if they're not 10 tefachim high, not a care between them, even according to the Bein Rash, because since it comes out that you can from Shazarach to Shazarach through a karmelis. He explains the machlik to Shazarach is dafka when the walls of the boat are 10 tefachim above the water. So the situation, they belong to one person, according to all opinions, permitted to carry, even after it separates. This is number 20, according to Shit Sarash, if they were tied on Shabbos, the Erev takes effect, even though from before Shabbos it didn't, because since on the previous Shabbos it was Erev, so the Erev is what's called Chayz of an Erev, gets reawakened. Now, the Be'er Halacha over here writes that not to be leaned like the words of Rosh, L'chayra, that contradicts what he writes later on in Shinai and Dal, Tzef Aleph, the Maskeva Fila, not to reject the words of the Rosh from Halacha, since many from the Achrayim quote his words. However, in the words of Rosh, there's two Chedushim. One, that if you made Erev for many Shabbos and the opening got closed up during the weekday and it got opened up in the middle of Shabbos, we say that the Erev is Chayz of an Erev, because since it took effect on previous Shabbos. Number two, that if the boats get separated in the middle of Shabbos, we say it's permitted, even that right now you have between the Karmelis, in Shinai and Dalek, there is Tumat regarding the first case, which was lean like the Rush. Here in Shinun Hei, it's Tumat the second case, where he's being Machmir.